what do you think about the river today? You know, you retired, or you were early retirement, you know, 20-25 years. How long ago was that? The mid-80s?
Yeah.
Okay. So a long, pretty long time, 30 years or so.
Right.
What do you think about the river today? How's it changed in your mind?
Well, I watch what's going on with the river and, you know, see where, you know, watch to see what boats, you know, if I knew any of them.
Yeah.
Barely did I. You know, they're always somebody else, you know?
Yeah. The company that you worked for, are they still around? Or?
Oh, yeah.
What was it again? Sorry.
American Commercial Barge Lines.
Okay. So you kind of keep up with them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think the job has changed since then? I mean...
No, I'd say it's basically the same.
Yeah.
Because you've got, you know, quite a bit of time that you're on the boat, you know. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like a... Well, you're just there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you're going to run off, you know. And but it was pretty dangerous. You had to, you know, keep up on what was going on, keep track of where the different wires and cables were.
Yeah.
Because if you, you know, weren't watching what you were doing, you'd step into a cable or something.
Right.
And get smacked, you know, with one of those steel cables.
Mm.
And that would be the end of things.
Right. Did it, when you were working and you're trying to stay vigilant because that could happen.
Right.
How difficult was that to do that all the time?
For me, it wasn't that hard. You know, I guess basically I might be a boring person, but you know, my job, you know, had to come first.
Right.
That was just my the way I did things, you know.
But even when you're cooking, you're focused on that.
Right.
And there's things going on around you that you might not be paying as close attention to. You know, did that ever complicate things for you, or?
No.
Or you get into a routine and things
get into a routine and then this, you know,
yeah,
one day after another, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd stay on the boat quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they didn't want me to leave.
Right, so you would see crews turn over and you would stay.
Right.
What would you do in your downtime?
Well, there was a good supply of movies and stuff to watch.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, we had the boat store, you know, that we could buy stuff at, you know, movies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'd either go in with somebody, you know, to get a movie or, you know, that way, or, you know, there's always somebody that was willing to go in with you on a movie, you know.
Right. And reading, do people read?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that, I mean, if you imagine today, if you had internet connection and a cell phone, do you think that would have, you know, changed the way that you worked or did your downtime?
No.
Spent your downtime?
My downtime, it was just another day, you know, another day of the week.